Welcome to the Skin Club podcast.
We are your hosts. I'm Rachel, a licensed esthetician and certified laser technician.
And I'm Alita, a licensed esthetician and integrative health practitioner.
Welcome to the club. Hi guys, welcome back to the Skin Club podcast. We are back and we have a really fun episode today. We are reading story submissions. Now, we asked for these a very long time ago, so sorry.
We're catching up.
Yeah, we posted about this topic. It's AITA. Am I the Asshole Stories? I can't think of the letters. We're reading Am I the Asshole Stories by Esthetician Edition. And we posted about this probably a month ago on our stories, just asking for submissions for you guys to share your experiences. And so we have some good amount of stories that we'll be sharing.
I'm excited.
So what are your favorites before we do that?
Okay. Lately, it's like really freaking hot here in Arizona, and so I've been on tonic grinds, like tonic matchas, tonic espresso, whatever, espresso tonics and all that stuff. And let me just say, if you want to have a hard time finding your waist, switch to a tonic.
Say less.
Like the thought of, like, I'm just kidding, like, not for that reason am I doing this, but like the thought of having cow's milk in this heat, curdle, disgusting. I feel like it just is giving like blech, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
In this heat, all I want is lots of freaking water and I want it to burn my throat. So therefore it's a tonic.
Fair. I mean, you know, tiny waist. You had me there.
I said, good luck finding my waist after I drink this tonic instead of a latte.
Start flying away in the wind.
Literally. Yeah. So I've just been like hyper focused on that, honestly. Like I've been making them from home because I really have a hard time paying $8 for a latte when it's like made out of water.
You should post your recipe.
Okay.
Concoction cocktail that you do.
I will.
Whatever you call it.
Yeah. My tonic.
Yeah, that.
That. What's your favorite?
Okay, so mine really only applies if you're in the Arizona area, but I posted about it on my stories, but my family and I went to, it's called Out of Africa Safari Park, and it is so freaking cool. I love animals. I'm obsessed with them, and it's really cool. It's like a safari experience at the zoo. And so you get in these safari cars and go into the animals' enclosures. You can feed, like the giraffes came right up to us I was able to feed them. And they're like dogs. Like the giraffe was looking at the driver like, do you have more for me? Like sticking his head in. So they have distraction cookies that they throw out the window so we can drive away.
That's so funny.
But it was so precious. And it's really cool. They do a tiger show. It's not what you think, because I know like there's some very inhumane places that drug their animals.
Yeah,
they don't do that here. But what they do is they like have meat sticks and run, and then they like run away as soon as the tiger catches it.
Oh geez.
And so they do a fun tiger show, and they also do that with a grizzly bear. They used to go into the cage with the grizzly bear for the show, but they had an incident a few years ago last year, so they don't go in there with her anymore.
Oh geez.
Everyone's fine. That's why I'm laughing, like everyone's fine.
Okay,
it's all good, but it's still really cool. Like the bear's well trained, like she'll come up like stretch and like show her body to the audience, like
body yada yada yada.
She's got a body yada. Yeah, I want the bear's diet plan.
Body.
No, she actually is like slim thick with a tiny waist.
Oh my gosh!
I'm like, somebody asked that bear for her diet routine and her exercise.
It's blueberries. That's all it is.
Like, someone please tell me. So yeah. So I've been loving. I've been before. I love Out of Africa. It's so much fun. And then just kind of on that same note, I also have been loving ice cream for bears.
Oh,
speaking
so
of
good.
Bears, you got me on that. Because it's like what? It's literally just like egg,
honey and cream.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I was a little skeptical at first because I'm like, okay, like you're healthier than me. Like, am I going to like it? Like, I love a lot of sugar. And I'm here to confirm it's actually really
it's
good.
It's so sweet. It's actually super, super sweet. It's so good. Yeah, that's the only ice cream that we buy, and I'm just obsessed with it.
Yeah. No, so it's good. So good. But what are your updates? It's been a minute, so. It's
been a minute. What's it been, like 3 weeks-ish?
Probably.
Yeah. Gosh, not a ton has happened. I've just been catching up a lot with work. I'm having to slow down in some areas and pick up in others. And it's just about pivoting, you know, just lots of pivoting lately. We've had, yeah, lots of changes happen. And I'm getting ready for the end of the school year, which is actually insane. My daughter Jovi's getting ready to go to kindergarten. And I'm actually so emo about that. We're trying to look for a place to move. We're hoping to rent somewhere closer to Flourish because I live so dang far. And so we've just been like kind of bopping around, house hunting and working a bunch and just spending lots of time with our kiddos. I'm really trying to navigate my time right now with work and my kids. I have been on a couple of work trips with Rachel, actually, and Ryder went on a work trip. And so I feel like we've just been kind of tandem parenting here and there and then solo parenting. And
yeah,
it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot trying to do everything on your own. And so I'm just trying to catch up from that. But really nothing crazy has been going on. But what about you?
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, this is good news, to be honest. But
yeah.
What's up with you?
Really not much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really not much. Yeah. Yeah. No, really not much. I feel anytime anyone asks me what's new, it's really the same thing. I'm obsessed with my job, obsessed with my family and friends. Like nothing's new, but I can't remember. I think I talked about it last time, macro counting with Hannah Jo. I'm pretty sure I did talk about that last time, and that's been going good. And honestly, like, it's making me feel way more confident about like cooking because I'm learning how to make meals.
Yeah.
Get this though. I buy some chicken breasts, and you know the size of chicken breasts, like it's pretty big.
Yeah.
I have 5 chicken breasts.
Okay.
I'm running out the door because I've been liking to do crock pots to meal prep.
So good.
I'm running out the door for work and I'm like, crap, like I gotta get my chicken cooked.
My cooking chick.
I gotta get my chicken cooked for tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like I need dinner. So I throw it in the crock pot. I add avocado oil, turn the crock pot on high, run out the door.
On high?
Mm-hmm. Adjust the settings on high.
Yeah. For how long are you going to be gone?
Like 8 hours. But I do that all the time with all my chickens. Everyone I've talked to says don't do high, but it's been good so far.
It's going
to
be so dry.
Well, I come home from work 8 hours later. Tell me why my massive chicken breast turned into chicken nuggets. My chicken breasts turned into chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and they were, you scorched them
rock hard.
You dehydrated them.
I came home
you
and
fried them.
I lifted the lid and I was like, is someone pranking me? So I
did
ended
you put up, anything besides oil in there?
No, because I normally add like a sauce or a seasoning or water, but I was like, I'll just get them cooked. Like I did not think it'd be a big deal.
Dead. Was your house not like on fire?
No.
Oh my god.
So I'm learning things in the kitchen, which is good. I'm definitely not a good cook, but
did you eat it?
No, I gave it to Stella. She got organic chicken treats.
That's probably why she got a bacterial infection.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And then Stella to go to the vet. Love her.
Jeez.
She's expensive, but
she's,
I would
like, yeah, my mom gives me freaking chicken pucks.
I just blame it on the animals she tries to catch.
Oh, 100%.
But no, she will. She'll like catch rats, birds, lizards. Sicko. It's disgusting. Anyways, before I tangent too far, macro counting is going good. Learning, Hannah Jo's giving me great ideas, and it's like crazy. If you plan ahead, it's not that hard. So I feel I can do it, anyone can do it, because it always felt impossible to me.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's when you label yourself as something, you're never going to grow. I labeled myself as, oh no, I can't do that. Like I love to eat crap. Like I thought it was funny. I'm like, oh no, I'll eat junk food. Like, I love it. But like, yeah, I can love it. But when you put that label on yourself, you're never going to change. And so like having Hannah Jo has been, it's created just such a shift in my mind. Like, no, you can do it. And just telling yourself you can do it. It's just crazy what the brain can do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have a good quote for you to remember.
Tell me.
It's, if someone walked around and watched you for a week, would they think that you're as serious about your goals as you say you are?
Ooh. Wow.
That kind of feels like a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Like, but I've had like that mindset this past week of just like, do my actions really reflect my goals that I say I have? Because I have a lot of goals. I've got big goals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
It's humbling.
Like, if someone followed you for a week, like, would they think that you're as serious about your goals as you say you are?
Oh, I need a picture of Hannah Jo. Just
no, literally
every step I take, she's right behind me.
And now I'm like, damn, like, that's why all these influencers though, like, end up blowing up and getting so big, is because like, they're actually doing the damn thing. Like, they're documenting, like, they've mm-hmm. got people holding them accountable to do their daily things that they say that they'll do.
Yeah.
Like, that's the key to success.
It really
Record yourself in every facet.
Become an influencer.
No, but I do think though, that's like actually something that, especially in a health journey or like a fitness journey, is people documenting their journey holds them accountable.
Oh yeah.
It proves to like, not just themselves, but like to other people that like, I'm serious about my goals.
Because it feels embarrassing if you say you're going to do something and then you don't, and people are like, what happened? And then you have to be like, oh, I just didn't do it.
Yeah. 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 So anyways, think about that next time you don't want to wake up.
No, I will. I bully myself and I say, don't be a bear. Yeah. Every time before I jump in the cold plunge.
I love it.
And it works.
Love it.
Okay, should we read these stories?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Okay. So should we do, which one's first?
Let's start with number one.
On this page?
Oh, I don't have that one yet.
Oh.
Do I?
I think you should.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, we can start with those.
Okay. Okay, this is for Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole? My spa uses the same towels for cleaning and for clients. Am I the asshole to speak up and disagree?
Yeah. No, you're not.
Okay.
No, you're not.
So, no. Yes, you should.
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. No. I don't like that. You shouldn't put a dirty towel or like a chemically towel. Like, that's all porous. It like absorbs stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I see like why some people may not think it's a big deal because it goes through the wash and obviously they're not using like a dirty towel on someone's face. But like, if I knew that, like, I don't use my freaking kitchen rag to wipe off my face.
No.
You know, that just like,
no, it feels gross. I think
you should say something.
Yeah. I think it's okay to
speak up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A client lied to me. Then when I called her out, she blocked me and disputed her charge. What did she lie to you about?
I know. I feel like I need to know the details, like how you called her out, how you went about it.
Yeah. Well, but I will side with you most of the time.
Oh, always. We always stand for our girls.
Yeah.
I'm just curious for the details.
For sure.
But that is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard client dispute stories.
Yeah.
Okay. What is this one? Beauty biz that preaches woman supporting woman, but they don't like helping others.
Hmm. That's frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. That was just like a comment towards these. Okay. So let's see. This one says, I had a new client come in for a facial and she brought her own skincare, like an entire tote bag full. She insisted I only use her products and kept correcting my technique the whole time. I still charged full price because I performed the full service just with her stuff. She left a 2-star review saying I lacked flexibility. Am I the asshole for charging full price even though I didn't use my products?
Oh my gosh, you absolutely should charge full price.
You should charge full price. And I think that that's actually really disrespectful that she brought her own and then had the audacity to leave a 2-star review saying that you lacked flexibility. I don't know. I just, in that case, I'm like, why don't you just do it yourself?
No, exactly.
Like, if you're going to correct me the whole time and want your own products, like, I do understand some people have, like, a deep fear of, like, using anything else on their face. I was the exact same way when I was first becoming an esthetician because I was super on my freaking first aid skincare regimen, you know,
from
Sephora. I had used that shiz for years. And I did feel like if I even looked at a different product, like, my skin would break out.
Mm-hmm.
I had very, like, acneic skin to products at the time, and I could have seen myself at 18 though doing that.
Yeah.
Not, I actually saw this on routine, but
yeah, I saw this on TikTok recently, actually. Oh, someone, geez, telling a story similar to this.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
No, it's still your time. Your time is money, and it's still your skill and massage. Like, you charge, right, that.
Yeah, I hope you contacted Google to have that review removed.
You can do that. If it gets enough people that report a review, it'll go away.
No way.
Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Little hack for you, girlies.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I accidentally double booked myself on a Saturday and had to bump a bridal trial to squeeze in a VIP client. I accidentally double booked myself on a Saturday and had to bump a bridal trial to squeeze in a VIP client. I offered the bride a discount and rescheduled for the next day, but she went off on social and called me unprofessional. I've never had issues like this before. Was I the a-hole for prioritizing a regular over a first-time bride? Yeah, I don't like to move people around. I personally wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's on you. Like, that's your fault.
Yeah, that's hard though, like double booking yourself. But I mean, you can't play into favoritism. Well,
and it's like, if it's a VIP client, like, I don't know. If it's someone that's an old client, then I think they would really understand, or even just shuffle around, make some room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for brides, because it sounds like it's a makeup,
mm-hmm,
appointment. Especially for brides. I've been sick before and I'm like, listen, I'm sick, but I will still do your makeup.
Yeah.
Just because, like, that's a big day for a bride. Mm-hmm. You do not want to cancel on a bride.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Okay, next one says, I retailed Jane Marini in my spa, but a client told me she found it cheaper online and wanted me to price match. I politely declined, and she explained the benefits of buying from a pro. She said I was greedy and trying to take advantage of her loyalty. Am I the asshole for not discounting just because she's a regular? No.
No, you shouldn't discount.
I hate that. I don't think that that's respectful on her end to assume that everyone's willing to do that. I know some spas are like, oh yeah, if you want a price match, great. But a lot of the times too, though, I think that these products are fake.
Well, it's probably, counterfeit from Amazon. Like, yeah, it's expired, old, and probably just has water in it.
Mm-hmm. No, I literally just had a client message me today saying that she bought something off of Amazon. She's like, dang it, I knew better.
I know.
Because now she's freaking out.
Yeah, I always, because like, I'll have people like, oh, I'm trying this product. And it's like, I can see if they bought from me or not. I'm like, oh, like,
right,
where'd you grab that product from? And I had someone recently say, oh, I just got it on Amazon. I was like, okay, like, I just want to let you know, like,
It's not real.
Can be counterfeit product because they're not, what's the word? They're not
verified
sellers. Yeah. And you have to be through a professional to have access to these products. So just because I love you and I want to make sure you get the best results, I just, in the future, I would not trust buying from there, but I'm happy to send you links.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Next one. I had a chronic no-show client who ghosted me 3 times, so I finally blocked her number and marked her as banned in my system. She found out and sent a long email saying I was unforgiving and not showing empathy. Am I the asshole for cutting her off without warning?
No. If she has the audacity to no-show you without telling you 3 times, you do not have to give her any explanation as to why you are not communicating with her any longer.
She is the asshole in this situation.
100%. Okay, last one. I don't do injectables, but I have a client who keeps asking me if she thinks she quote unquote needs Botox and where she should get it. I finally told her she doesn't need it and suggested she embrace aging a bit more gracefully. She got quiet and hasn't rebooked. Am I the asshole for being honest? No. But I do think, though, if someone is very insecure and persistent on getting something done, it's not necessarily your place to tell them not to do something.
Yeah.
Like, everyone told me that with my nose. They're like, oh, your nose is fine. I'm like, girl, I can't breathe and it's sideways. Let me freaking fix it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think you can be like, oh my gosh, you look beautiful. But like, I totally understand. Like,
yeah,
everyone has things they want.
Yeah.
Because then it feels like almost not like, I was going to say undermining, but almost like dismissive of your feelings a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and like some people genuinely don't want to age. Like they're scared of aging. They're insecure about aging. And so like, yes, you can compliment on all you want, but I wouldn't try to change someone's mind on a topic like that has to do with their body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just educate on what you like, what you were doing. Just educate on what you can do. I mean, you can't really tell her where she needs it because you're not an injector, but I would just give her a nice little referral.
Yeah.
And give the injector a heads up.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, geez. Oh, wait. Sorry. We do have more. Sorry. I didn't even see those. No, sorry, guys.
You were great.
Not a 20-minute episode.
You're great. Okay. A local influencer reached out for a collab. Free facial in exchange for a post. I agreed, but she didn't post anything after. When I followed up, she said she wasn't feeling glowy enough to promote it. I posted a polite story calling out influencers who ghost on trades. Now she's calling me unprofessional. Am I the a-hole for publicly addressing it? See, this is where I think in these situations you need to have a contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told someone that I won't do it unless if I have a contract. And she's like, I'm not willing to sign anything. And I'm like, okay, then I can't have you as an influencer. And also, sorry.
Well, people take advantage.
Like, yeah. Like, just respect my thing. Like, I'm willing to do something for a huge discount, if not free. But I just ask that you, like, follow the guidelines. My gosh. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay. But that really shows that they're not, like, a true influencer. Because every freaking influencer, if they're getting paid from brands, then they have to sign contracts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I did a collaboration with a brand recently and like I have to sign a whole mother freaking contract. I'm not even getting paid that much.
Yeah.
It was like for them to send me product and then pay me a little bit, but like my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, even like all of our, if we do collaborations for the Skin Club, we require all of our affiliates to sign a contract with us.
Yep.
Just protect yourself.
Yep. Okay, next one. A mom booked a facial for her 14-year-old daughter and stayed in the room the entire time, hovering and asking questions. When I asked her nicely to step out so her daughter could relax, she got offended and left mid-service. No payment, no tip. I stood my ground, but am I the asshole for trying to protect the treatment space? Yes.
Yes, she's the asshole.
Yeah.
She's 14.
She's only 14.
She's 14. There are creeps in this world. Like, let the mom sit in the facial.
Yeah. And like, sorry, but that's just like what moms do. Moms like to watch their kids' pimples pop. Like, they just like to be there. And honestly, when I have clients that do this, one of them being my sister-in-law, I love you, Lindsay, but she does this all the time. Every time I give my niece a facial, and granted, yes, we are family. I know she does that to every single appointment she ever goes to, including her hair, her nails, whatever. And as her parent, I understand why. One, because what the kid's going to retain, honestly, like if they're paying over $100 for a facial, the parent has every right to be in there because who's funding that?
Mm-hmm.
They don't get to be mean to you. I don't like if she's correcting you and being a jerk, just say like, oh, well, can you like please sit down? Have a chair for them to sit down.
Or please be respectful or I kindly can't continue the service.
Yes. Yes. Or what I do oftentimes when a parent's in there is I just don't talk to the parent. I just talk to the kid.
Yeah.
Because it's their treatment, it's their appointment. And I don't think it's wrong for the parent to be in there, especially if they're under 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it's nice for them to like not tip or pay for that matter. Like, I do think that it's kind of both people are right in this situation to be offended.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. The client booked a light enzyme facial, but her skin was in good shape and she'd been using retinol. I suggested upgrading to a light peel for better results. She agreed, then came back furious a week later because she peeled, like visibly peeled. She said, I should have warned her better. Am I the asshole for assuming she understood what a peel does? It's one of those things where I always overly explain. And not that you're necessarily wrong for thinking that, but I feel like in these situations, you should just always lead with that because they didn't go to school for it. They don't, mm-hmm. not everyone knows and not everyone's on social media as much yeah. as we are. Like it's in our faces a lot on social media. And so that's hard. That's hard because I mean, some peels don't physically peel.
Yeah.
You know,
I always lead with the question of, so what do you got going on this week? Do you have the downtime or do you have the available downtime for a peel?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, or I am talking to them about the treatment. I typically do this. I just am always communicating what we're doing that day. And then with that, I ask like, okay, so how peely are you willing to be?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I say like just a little bit, like if any, or like a lot of bit, like sheets.
Yeah.
On a scale yeah. of one to that, what do you do?
Well, and it makes you feel tender too.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't think you're the asshole necessarily, but I think maybe just in the future, try to.
It's just a learning thing.
Yeah. Explain more.
Yeah. Okay, I had a lash client who always came in with dirty lashes and then complained about retention. I finally told her gently that oils and makeup were affecting the glue. She flipped out and accused me of calling her dirty, and I apologized but stood by my advice. Am I the asshole for how I said it?
She gently told her that oils and makeup
were affecting the glue. She's projecting because she knows that she's dirty. Just kidding. No, I think that as long as you worded it in like a more education way of like, okay, well, day to day, we have buildup on our lashes from dirt, debris, whatever. And then that really affects the retention. But don't lash techs like wash your lashes before?
No, I mean, clients really do need to keep up on like brushing their lashes and not putting other lashes on top. Cause I know some people will glue falsies on top. And so glue will get in there and it can get really gunky and it makes it really hard, for the artist if they're not taken care of. Cause they also have to use like a lash foam to clean the lashes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I think this is our last one.
Yeah.
Okay, another esthetician booked with me, and the first thing she said was, what do you use back bar? Then she questioned every product I touched and kept comparing everything to what she uses. I stayed professional but vented on my private SD group after. Someone screenshotted it and sent it to her. Now she's dragging me. Am I the asshole for venting?
Yeah, you need new friends.
You're saying she's the asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she and her friends are in the wrong. I don't think that this is why I got out of every SD group chat.
No, SD, we talked about this last week.
They're so toxic.
They're so mean.
They are terrible. And if you're in one, consider what you're talking about. I'm not saying every single one is terrible because I just said that, but I didn't mean that. Just consider the ones that you're in, because the ones that I was in previously, these were back in like, gosh, 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was very supportive, but then it started to get weird.
Yeah. You remember that? I remember that. It was like a bunch of like OG girls. Like it was such a good, fun, supportive group. But yeah, everyone just eventually dwindled away and left the group chat.
Yes. So I don't know. I feel like, yeah. And I don't like group chats like that personally. And I think that if you need to vent, do it anonymously or do it face to face with another esthetician that you can actually get advice from. I would say, yeah, that it sucks that someone did that to you, but I think that you should just go vent to your boyfriend or your mom or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I personally, like, I get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I love that some people can be open and honest, but like, if I'm not close with a person, I get awkward.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel uncomfortable. So I just, for these SD groups, I just feel like you need to stay in your lane. Like,
yeah. Well, and like, if someone's having an issue, it's like,
or talk to them. Maybe she was just curious and she maybe didn't have any malice intent, but maybe it came off that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it seems like that's what happened.
Yeah.
But anyways, gosh, this is heightened.
Spicy.
We should do more of these.
Also, no one's the asshole. It's just the segment. Like,
yeah.
It's just a segment of if you're the right or in the wrong, just if you didn't know.
Yeah.
This was inspired by one of my very favorite podcasts, Two Hot Takes. If you have not listened to that, you need to, because they read Am I the Asshole stories every single week and they do different topics. And it is so juicy. And it's really interesting because I'll hear people's takes, because I'll think one way, like, oh no, you're definitely not the asshole, and then they'll talk about from the other person's perspective. I'm like, actually, that is a good point you bring up. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
I have.
It's so good.
It is interesting though, like who your brain automatically sides with.
There's probably some therapy that can be done with that, like past trauma, different things.
Oh my gosh,
that can,
speaking of
always getting deep into the trauma.
I was just talking with a couple of my employees yesterday about just like how we internalize things, and we were just talking about like our therapy chats and things we've been like working towards and working on and whatever. And what were we talking about? Okay, I'm not gonna spill too much detail, but I was saying how personally, when a situation arises, I always blame myself for whatever it is. It could be something that like I wasn't even there for. And I'll like, I immediately figure out how I was the problem whatever it was. And one of my employees said that she's the same. And then my other employee was like, what the freak? Like, why do you think that way? Like, but for example, Ryder, my husband, has the opposite mentality of like where he just feels like everyone's kind of out to get him. Mm-hmm. And so it's always everyone else's thing. Like if something happens to him, he doesn't think, oh, what did I do wrong? It's like, what the freak did all these people do to make this happen to me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we have very different perspectives of like, quote unquote, like what to blame.
That is so interesting.
And so I think that the takes typically come from if you're someone who had issues as a kid. Like being like hypercritical, like if someone's very hypercritical of you, I think that you're the one that always takes the blame.
You're critical of yourself.
Yes. Versus if someone wasn't that way to you, then like maybe you see the world as more just like, oh, like I just like don't really trust people and like,
yeah, you just know how you view it based off of your upbringing.
Yeah. Like I don't assume that anyone is malicious and that anyone is out to get me. Whereas my husband is like, I trust no one for that reason.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know where I fall with that.
I think you think that you're the problem.
Yeah, probably. But then also like, but it's not with my friends. With my friends, like I will go to war for my friends.
Yeah, no, this is like for random.
I actually had a dream the other night about someone that was mean to you in the past and that I got in a fight with them.
Wait, like were they actually mean to me?
Someone in real life that was mean to you. Someone in real life.
It actually happened.
That actually happened.
Oh.
I had a dream that I fought this person.
Oh my gosh. Was it a male or female?
I'll tell you off air. Okay. You
I'm like, there's only ever been like one male and one female.
Oh no. Is that going to lower down too much?
It's fine.
I can't stand mean behavior. Yeah, really can't. And that it comes out of love. Like this does not come out of malicious intent. It just comes out of wanting to protect the people I love. But I think when it comes to myself, like I probably do take on the blame, but with other people, like my friend, I'm not going to name my friend. She had another friend not be nice to her recently. Oh, and I'm like ready to go to war. I'm like ChatGPT, like wait. Ways to like sound nicer because all my thoughts are me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
In this dream, were you like squared up in boxing gloves or were you like bare knuckle fighting? Like what were you doing? Or were you just like verbally?
No, it was more verbal assault.
Oh. It was verbal assault. I love.
Yeah.
Wait, I need to know details.
I just know that like I would protect you and my subconscious cares about you so much too.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Like I'm there. I'm there for you.
Oh, I just love you. Well, guys, we've missed you and we'll see you guys next time on the Skin Club podcast. Bye guys.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Skin Club podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We would love to hear from you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at the Skin Club podcast. Feel free to message us for recommendations on future episodes and let us know what you would like to hear on the next podcast episode. Thanks for listening.